Good morning. In the months since the lockdown, Canada's major air carriers, an industry hit hard by the pandemic, have yet to see any financial help from the federal government. Mike McNanny is the president and CEO of the National Airline Council of Canada. He says it's not on, and he joins me now to explain why. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Before we get into it, can you just walk us through who it is that you represent?
Certainly. We are the association for Canada's largest carriers, so that is Air Canada, Air Transat, Jazz Aviation, and WestJet.
So how bad has your industry been hit?
It has been hit extremely hard. Back in 2019, our members carried over 80 million passengers. They employed over 60,000 Canadians directly, and they had built up a level of connectivity and service regionally, domestically, internationally that supported more than 630,000 jobs in the overall transport, tourism, and aerospace economy in Canada. And all of those numbers now no longer reflect current reality. Today, tens of thousands of employees have lost their jobs. There are billions of dollars worth of aircraft that are parked and not operating. 80% of capacity has been shut down, and passenger numbers now have crumbled to about 10% of typical levels, and we do not have any line of sight on when things may begin to recover.
How are your members feeling about the government response or lack thereof?
We're quite disappointed. We had hoped to see a path forward, as do the tens of thousands of airline employees who have lost their jobs. We had hoped that we would have seen a path forward from the government, in particular recognition that a solid aviation sector is absolutely critical to our overall economic recovery. Countries around the world have now invested about $170 billion in their aviation sectors precisely because of the role aviation has to play in their economic recoveries. So what we had hoped to see were clear plans for financial support. We hoped to see movement on rapid testing and tying rapid testing to science-based decisions with respect to quarantine and travel restrictions. Air Canada and WestJet have launched, in conjunction with our airport partners in Toronto, Calgary, and Vancouver, a series of testing pilot projects so we can provide the government with data and it can make data-based decisions with respect to quarantine. But we do not see any of that action. And that is basically the path the rest of the world is now following as they try and continue the safe restart of aviation, but again, ensure their sectors can play the role they need to play. Aviation can play the role it must play in their overall economic recovery.
Mike, when the sector comes back eventually, it's not going to be a quick fix, though, is it?
No, you're absolutely correct. And this is a very key point that's tied to why we need to stabilize the sector. We have billions of dollars worth of aircraft parked in operation. Upwards of about 50% or so of employees have now been laid off or are furloughed and not operating. It's going to be a very careful process to bring all that aircraft back online and in stream. And obviously, you have to do it very methodically and safely. It's also going to take a great deal of time to be bringing people back into operation. We are very much unlike other sectors of the economy that might be able to spool back up to their pre-pandemic levels, perhaps in a month or two, depending on the size and sophistication of the operation. We are going to take some time to be able to do that. And it's very important that from a public policy perspective that we recognize this, because aviation is absolutely going to have to play a very key role in supporting overall economic recovery in regions and communities large and small across the country. That capacity is not going to be able to switch on overnight, which is absolutely going to have implications then for how robust the overall economic recovery will be and how well it is distributed across the country and not just in larger population centers and larger cities of the country.
Mike, I'm going to have to hold you there, but thank you so much for your time this morning.
Okay, thank you.
Mike McNanny is the president of the National Airline Council of Canada. For CBC Radio, I'm Megan Reed.